Divorce happens. In fact, it happens to nearly half of first marriages. So how do you announce your divorce? And why are divorce announcements essential to the divorce process? Welcome to a special season of A Fresh Story podcast. Let's talk about divorce announcements.
You get divorced. You get divorced.
Getting divorced?
I'm getting a divorce.
You're getting a divorce.
Because she's getting a divorce.
So what if I get divorced?
Hello, hello, hello. We're here with Emily. Emily, if you could tell us who you are, what you do, and where you're from real quick.
I can't tell you what I do. My name is Emily Ferris, and I'm mostly a writer, but I have done lots of other things. By day, I'm the senior commerce writer at Bon Appetit and Epicurious. I'm also the author of I'll Just Be Five More Minutes and Other Tales from My ADHD Brain, and I live in Kansas City, Missouri.
I love your book. I also have ADHD, and so I love reading about other powerful women that have ADHD, so I'm super excited to chat with you today. Obviously, the topic is divorce announcements, so how did you announce your divorce to both your social media community and your friends and family?
Kind of all happened at the same time. My immediate circle knew that my husband and I were getting a divorce. I had asked for a separation in early November, and by the end of the month, was pretty certain I wanted a divorce. And so our parents and siblings and like really close friends knew. My husband, we're still married. We're not officially divorced yet. We're working on it. Really wanted to wait to announce. And I agreed to wait for a while. Mm-hmm. I think he wanted to get used to the idea himself, yeah, and get some things lined up in his life. Mm-hmm. And I agreed to wait for a while. And then my book launch date started to get closer and closer and closer. So my book came out February 6th of this year.
Okay.
And we were still like hadn't announced our divorce. And it was very important to me to announce for a couple of reasons. Mostly my husband plays he's a really big character in my book. He's, yeah, kind of the hero of my book. So it felt to me, it was important to have the information out in the world when my book came out. And also selfishly, I didn't want to spend my whole book party answering the question, where's Kyle?
Yeah.
I wanted, yeah, to celebrate my accomplishment because, mm-hmm, it was my accomplishment.
Yeah.
And obviously he supported me through that. I mean, not, yeah, financially. I'm not saying he like, you know, he didn't like pay all the bills while, yeah, I sat in my little shed and wrote all day, but like, you know, he did extra, yep, duty with the kids and cooked more meals. And I am grateful for that.
Yeah.
It was also my accomplishment. Yeah. And so it was very important to me to announce it to the world. And because we hadn't made an announcement to our social media communities, our, yeah, friends, like our people, our greater, yeah, circle of people, it all kind of had to happen at the same time. And, mm-hmm, so I a week before, I wrote an essay. That's a very long way of leading up to saying I wrote an essay, the title, yeah, of which is I Made My Husband the Hero of My Memoir. My marriage ended before it was published.
It's a great title.
Thank you. It was very straightforward, right?
Yeah.
And I told him a week in advance about it, and I read it to him, and it, you know, it didn't go over well. And I had some guilt, yeah, around that, but I also, in choosing to get divorced, I decided I was choosing myself,
yeah,
from this point. I was choosing joy for my life, and I was choosing, yeah, my own joy. And I had said to him when I told him I wanted a divorce, I'm not going to let this marriage, I wasn't talking about him, this marriage suck all the joy out of my book launch. And for me, making that announcement was a really important part of staying true to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that it's about choosing joy. Okay. So you wrote the essay, and what happened next?
Oh, everything. Everything happened next. My husband did get very upset, even though he knew it was coming. He only had like a week's notice. He got very upset, which I validate. I understand. He wasn't ready to announce, and I was making a selfish decision, which I fully admit. But the other thing that happened next, which kind of surprised me, and then when I thought back to my kind of like leading up to divorce journey, made a lot of sense, was that I got hundreds of messages from women, mm-hmm, thanking me for writing that essay. Hundreds. I'm still getting messages.
Yeah.
I'm still getting private messages and emails from people. Yeah. That was what, late January, and we're recording now in
May.
Spring,
yeah,
May.
Yeah.
So it, hundreds of messages.
Yep.
Thanking me. I had one woman tell me that I saved her life.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, where did the essay get published?
Cup of Joe. So Joanna Goddard's, lifestyle blog that's been around forever. And she is, oh my God, she's a delightful human.
Yeah.
I actually had pitched the essay to The Cut.
Yeah.
And they rejected. And I was like, this seems so perfect for The Cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emily Gould's essay about her marriage almost falling apart came out like right after mine. I was like, oh, that could have been confusing having two early aughts bloggers named Emily writing about their marriages falling apart at the same time. So.
Yep.
But I pitched it to Cup of Joe, and Joanna Goddard was so excited. She got back to me in like 3 minutes.
Amazing.
Emphatic yes. And she was such a delightful editor, and it was a great experience.
Amazing. Amazing. So you got all these messages from people, and what did that feel like for you? Like to put that out there and kind of have this dichotomy of like in your personal life, maybe you weren't getting the best response, but from an external perspective, you were changing people's lives.
You know, that in general was pretty on par with my experience of being a neurodivergent personal essayist.
Mm.
I have been writing about my life long before I was diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah.
I've been writing about my life and just like the absurdity of being a woman and the challenges of being in a relationship and about my home and how I can't stay on top of my laundry and about the stress of being a parent and the pain, the physical pain and stress and feelings of failure about breastfeeding. Like I've been writing about those things since I've been a writer.
Yeah.
And so when I'm writing about them off, I do a lot of my processing on the page. That's just
Me too.
Who I am.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes I'm writing about those things because it's so hard at home and maybe my husband didn't get me or something that I was struggling with was also causing struggle in our marriage and frustrating him. Yeah. And so I write about it. That's generally been my experience of women, usually women, often neurodivergent, not always, but women reaching out to me and saying, oh my God, I can't, like, I thought I was the only one who felt this way.
Yeah.
Or I've been struggling with this. Or, you know, I wrote about like how I gained weight while I was breastfeeding and everybody said, oh, you're going to lose weight while you're breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a superficial thing, but it was a shock to me because nobody writes about it.
Yeah.
But nothing was, well, I wrote about my ADHD diagnosis. After I wrote about that for What's Up Moms.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get a good response from that. Just like the feeling of being so completely overwhelmed beyond normal new mom overwhelm writing about that diagnosis. I got a lot of messages about that, but the response, I have never had a response to anything like I had to this divorce essay.
Because I think we're still not talking about divorce, right? We think we're talking about it, but we're not. And 50% of first marriages end in divorce, and it's really important to talk about it. So brings me to my next question. Why do you think the divorce announcement, whatever people do, right, whatever they decide to do, whether it's a text message to a friend, whether it's a social media announcement, why do you think that's so important to do in the journey of divorce?
Because we, in the world we live in now, it's highlight reels. We announce engagements and weddings and new jobs and births and achievements and celebrations. And that is not a full picture of anyone's life. And we only want to share the good stuff. If we're not also sharing the hard stuff, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, especially as people with a platform. I can't speak for just like people who are more private and don't have a platform. But as a person with a platform who writes publicly about my life, I feel like it is my responsibility to also write about the bad things and the hard things. And I'm not going to write about everything. I'm not here to spill all of my dirty laundry and like drag my ex. And there are things that I keep to myself that I will always keep to myself. As someone who has made a career out of writing about my personal life, it would be disingenuous at best to not announce these things as well.
I very much agree with that. And I love that you said that because there are a lot of people, myself included, who have built this platform up, right? Over 20 years of being online all the time. And people do look to us for what's happening and how they can live their lives. And I also get messages every single day, right? How did you get out of your marriage? How do you do this, right? I think it is really, really important to talk about it. Where do you think the empowerment factor comes in with announcing your divorce, especially somebody like you who announced it in such a big way?
The personal empowerment or empowering other people?
Both.
Well, for me, the personal empowerment was staying true to myself when I said, I'm not going to let this marriage suck all the joy out of my book launch and also the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So for me, that was me like taking back some power and putting it just into my joy, into my future. And that was so empowering for me. And I think for other people, I have benefited so much from people I know or follow or admire writing about their divorces. A friend of mine, Amy Sheeran, wrote a couple of pieces for the New York Times about her divorce. And a year, it was in March of 2023. I was looking back on my, we were hanging out and I was looking back in my Facebook messages to her. And she published two pieces around that time. And I messaged her and I said, was your divorce really expensive? And are holidays really sad? Also, if I'm asking you these questions, have I reached the point of no return?
Yeah.
But I still tried. I spent another almost a year trying so hard to make it work because nobody wants to get divorced.
No.
I wanted my marriage to work. My husband wanted our marriage to work. And it didn't. And there's this weird sense that if you don't make your marriage work, you're like giving up. And and I don't think that at all. I think I was choosing happiness for me and my ex. I hope he will be happy very soon. I was choosing happiness for my kids.
Yeah.
It's making a choice to change things, but I don't feel like I was giving up. I feel like I did everything I could. I think my husband probably feels like he did everything he could. And it's a lot of men. There were a lot of men. Men who like kind of know my husband or know of my husband, because he's a pretty public person too, though in a different way than I am. And they were so mad at me. They're like, you made a choice. You chose your career and you chose and you just were being selfish. But I was, because the marriage wasn't working. We were miserable. It was getting to the point of toxic. The marriage didn't work. And we were not going to do anyone any favors by staying in it so long. We had spent a decade trying to fix something that I now wonder if it ever really worked in the first place.
Yep.
Or if we were just so love struck and focused on the things that we did have in common that we failed to really look at what we didn't have in common.
Yeah.
The things that we didn't have in common turned out to be a lot more important than the things that we did have in common.
And you find yourself right now that you're getting a little bit older and you figure out who you are as a parent, as a writer, as a creator, as a woman. And you're like, this is not the person I was when we got together.
No, and people change and people grow and don't always grow at the same pace and rate and way. You know, I just turned 42 5 days before we're recording this. And I feel like I learned more about myself in year 41.
Yeah.
And I did in the 40 years before.
Yeah. It's so important as writers to really share the stories, because other people read that, right? That's what they're Googling in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I write, and I'm sure you feel this way too, it's like you're writing for those women, right? Like who are like up late, like, is this going to fuck my children up? Is this going to, do this? And so I love your perspective on divorce so much. And I think that I'm so excited. I know you have some more pieces coming out about divorce. And you had a piece recently about the dishes, right?
It was dividing cookware.
The cookware, right? So I love that. And so first of all, keep writing, because we love your writing and it's so important. So if somebody's listening to this and they're like, okay, I'm just a regular human and I want to make a divorce announcement. As a writer, what would be some tips that you could give them on putting that into the world?
I would say write it and don't post it for a while. Mm-hmm. Sit with it for a while. I would also say, remember that once you put it out into the world, it is out there.
Yeah.
So choose your words carefully. Because writing from a place of pain can sometimes make you write things that you might regret later. So remember, and I know this isn't the case in like cases of severe abuse or financial, in general, it's the marriage that's the problem and the relationship that's the problem. I guess with cheating, whatever. Like there are reasons that people are like, I am pissed and I'm leaving this person and I'm out of here and he sucks and fuck him.
Yeah.
But remember that like most people are doing the best that they know how to do. And so it doesn't always work. And so when you're try to come from that place when you're writing your announcement and remember that like it is the marriage and the relationship that is the problem, write something that you're going to be proud of when you read it in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I would say I am a person who can't help but like bring a little levity to the situation. Throw in a little humor.
Yeah.
So for me, that's really important. And if that's something that comes naturally to you, this life is hard and this stuff is heavy.
Yeah.
And, if you can find a way to add a little joy to it,
I think I did that too. I think my announcement was on Facebook. I was right after the pandemic. We got divorced during the pandemic. And I think I said something like, well, that was fun. Yeah. Right? Like, I don't really recommend going through a pandemic and a divorce at the same time, but like, here's what happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. And I think too, writing something, I always feel like that your children are going to read this, yeah. right? Like your kids are going to read it. So yeah. it doesn't have to include.
And you know, if you don't feel like if I just gave like writerly advice and you're like, excuse me, this is not an MFA program. I cannot write about the relationship and add humor and be graceful. Then like go grab a celebrity divorce announcement and like copy that format and
I love
make
that.
Yourselves a celebrity
there you
divorce
go.
Announcement.
There you go. That's Emily's great advice. And I co-sign that. That is wonderful advice, Emily. Emily, where can people find you to follow all this beautiful writing that you do?
I am all over the internet at that. Emily Ferris. So that Emily is common spellings and Ferris is F as in Frank, A-R-R-I-S as in Sam.
Amazing. Emily, thank you for taking the time. And we're so excited to read everything that you have coming up and for just always being so authentic and real and raw because people need that. They need to see real people, especially on the internet. And so keep doing you, keep sharing your awesome Instagram stories. And we're just excited to see what's going to come up for you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for doing what you're doing because this is such an important part of destigmatizing divorce, especially for women. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.